Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Begin with breaking news in the United States, where various media outlets are reporting that at least four transit officers were shot in Dallas, Texas Thursday night during a protest over the police-related shooting deaths of two African-American men this week. One of the transit officers was killed, according to the reports. Police are on the scene at this hour. We'll bring you the very latest as the story continues to unfold. The shooting of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile of Minnesota has sparked protests in several U.S. cities Thursday. The deadly shooting is raising questions about excessive police force, especially against minorities. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging American law enforcement to eliminate racial bias from its ranks.
When people say Black Lives Matter, that doesn't mean blue lives don't matter. It just means all lives matter. But right now, the big concern is the fact that the data shows Black folks are more vulnerable to these kinds of incidents.
State and federal investigations are underway into both shootings. The officers involved are on administrative leave. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump met behind closed doors Thursday with House and Senate Republicans. House Speaker Paul Ryan called it an opportunity for members to gain information about Trump's campaign, and some of the attendees expressed enthusiasm for the candidate. But dozens of Republicans shunned the get-together, and others refused to endorse Trump. The encounter on Capitol Hill came less than 2 weeks before the Republican National Convention. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department is reopening an internal investigation into whether Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her top aides mishandled